You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a little boy who heard that he came home one day and burst into the front door of the house and ran toward his mom, carrying a small dog in his arms, saying, "Mommy, look what I have." He said, "Honey, where'd you get that dog?" And he replied excitedly, "I bought it from the neighbors." His mom said, "Where did you get the money?" And he replied, "Mom, it only cost 5 cents, and it's going to have puppies." As we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, there'll be lots of bargain hunters out there in all the shopping malls the day after Thanksgiving. And we all like to find a bargain. It seems to be part of our nature to enjoy getting the most for the least. On this Sunday before the Thanksgiving holiday, the church concludes another liturgical year with this feast of Christ the King. Next Sunday, we begin anew with the season of Advent. This feast is the church's invitation to each of us to continue to strive to keep Christ first in our lives, to let Him and Him alone reign in our hearts and rule over our lives. This King that seeks to rule and reign in our lives is like no other, for His kingdom is not one of wealth and power, but rather one of service, caring, and sharing. As our first reading tonight from the second book of Samuel reminded us, He, like David, is a shepherd king who comes in selfless love to gently shepherd us into eternal life. Jesus is the one, as the gospel so vividly reminds us, who is willing to lay down His life for His sheep. He is indeed a shepherd king. Each Sunday, we gather here to give thanks to God for the gift of our King, who, as St. Paul reminded us in our second reading tonight, delivered us from the power of darkness so that through Him we might have redemption and the forgiveness of our sins. What a bargain that is. All we have to do is to let Christ enter into our hearts and into our lives, and we can have fullness of life in the here and now and in the hereafter. Tonight, we give thanks to God with Mike and Jan Whalen for the gift of their marriage of 40 years, a union of selfless love that has been a blessing to their family, their friends, and their church. They are here because they strive to let Christ rule their lives and reign in their hearts, which is a blessing and inspiration that we are most grateful for. And may their presence here to celebrate with us this evening encourage us to continue to strive to do the same in our lives, regardless of what our particular vocation in life may be. We end this liturgical year as we began it last Advent with a celebration of the Eucharist, thanking God for the gift that has cost us nothing, and in return gives us everything. God's kingdom is not for sale. It's ours just for the asking. All we have to do is open our heart, and the King comes in and dwells there always. What a bargain that is. Don't miss out.